Hey everyone, welcome to this month's Q&A. So, this month's random fact, I can't believe I haven't run out of these. Every month I struggle to come up with something new. I fell off a pool ladder when I was 9 years old. My family had one of those overground pools, and I basically belly flopped onto concrete, and I got cut pretty bad on part of my face, but I think that was the extent of my injuries, which is good. Okay, moving on. Orchestra Fanboy 19 asked, what do you think your 5-year-old self would say about you now? 5-year-old me was really into Disney princesses and reading, so not much has changed, but I think 5-year-old me would be really happy with my stack of library books by my bed, and I think I'd really, really love that I do voice acting full-time. So, I think, or I hope, that 5-year-old me would like my current self. Jay Ortiz asked, does doing all these ASMR videos make your throat dry? If so, what do you do to combat that? You know what? It does make my throat dry. I've been noticing this more and more lately. I don't really do much to help it, though. I guess I drink tea with honey sometimes. A Marshmallow Pie asked, when is the right time of year to start playing Christmas music? I would say after Thanksgiving. Anytime before that, and it's a little overkill, in my personal opinion. Yoa asked, do you prefer trucker hats or cowboy hats on other people? I'm gonna say trucker hats. I had this history teacher once. I grew up homeschooled, but I went to this really small school when I was like 15, and we only had classes twice a week, so I was technically still homeschooled. But anyway, I had this teacher there who wore a cowboy hat every day, and he also carried a pocket knife with him to school, which feels very illegal now, but yeah. Anyway, all that to say, I'm gonna say trucker hats because I can't think of cowboy hats without thinking of my old history teacher. Simon R. asked, do you like to dress up or do you prefer fuzzy socks? Is this a reference to one of my audios? I think it might be. Both. I love both. I'd say I'm more often wearing fuzzy socks, but I do love to dress up. Simon R. also asked, you are walking over a plain. The grass is soft under your bare feet. A small stream trickles over the round rocks to your right. The sun kisses the horizon as it starts to dip below. You smile happily as all is well. You feel warm and safe. You turn around and see Peter Pan. Can I say a fictional character? Because then he'd teach me how to fly. I think that would be so cool. Beep Boop asked, are you planning on doing another series, The Long Long Ones? If so, can we get a teaser? I do want to make another series at some point, but as of right now, I don't have any specifics planned. J-Dog asked, what are some things on your bucket list? I would love to stay in an underwater hotel or one of those treehouse homes you see on like Airbnb. Those are so cool. And I'd also really love to swim with dolphins and also run barefoot through a castle. That's just been a dream of mine for the longest time. I don't know why. Joe the Monk asked, what's an idea for an audio you would love to make but can never seem to make work? Or maybe an idea you don't think fits your style. I tried making a princess roleplay a few weeks ago, and I just didn't like how it turned out. I just couldn't make it work. I feel like I need a British accent for it to sound right. I also think some kind of Alice in Wonderland themed audio would be really fun, but I know that it wouldn't be all that popular since it's just not really my usual style. JC3112 asked, favorite part of autumn. Cozy sweaters and cinnamon rolls and scary movies and candles and the brisk air. Yeah, I love, love, love autumn. It's passing by way too fast. Smitty asked, does pineapple go on pizza? Not on my pizza, if it were up to me. But if you want it on your pizza, I promise not to judge. Smitty also asked, what's your dream house and what would it include and what would the location be? I think it would look like a little woodsy cottage with rounded doors, kind of like a hobbit house, but it would have a really luxurious saltwater pool in the backyard and maybe a treehouse. As for the location, I think kind of a short drive to stores and civilization, but also kind of tucked away in its own little private woodsy corner. Thomas Doino asked, what do you do for fun? Also, thank you so much for everything. Aw, thank you so much. For fun, I watch a lot of Netflix and I read a lot of romance and suspense novels. Ballistic Gnome asked, best Halloween movie? Can I say It 2017? Does that count as a Halloween movie? I don't know. It's scary. It has a demonic clown. I feel like that has to count for something. Zero Factor asked, what are your 9 favorite fast food restaurants? If you can't think of 9, what kind of American are you? My top 9 are, in no particular order, In-N-Out, Jamba Juice, Shake Shack, Panda Express, Subway, Domino's, Baskin-Robbins, Starbucks, and Chipotle. Mr. Sky 22 asked, howdy, are you dressing up for Halloween, and if so, what is the costume? Do you prefer breakfast, lunch, or dinner? What is 1+1? Who are your favorite and least favorite Gilmore Girls characters? I don't really have any Halloween plans this year, so unless that changes last minute, I don't think I'm dressing up. And let's see, I think I prefer dinner. 1+1 is a Beyonce song, and my favorite and least favorite Gilmore Girls characters are... okay. My favorites are Lorelai and Jess. I used to be Team Logan, but now I'm Team Jess. And my least favorites are April. I feel bad about it because she's like 12, but also Francie. I hated Francie. Taylor annoys me too. Every scene he's in, I just want to skip it. Zero Factor asked, your mention of OSU in your video got me wondering, did you consider any out-of-state schools to go to? I was considering going to college in Washington, but I ended up staying in California. Pixel asked, what do you think there are more of in the world, doors or wheels? At first, my guess was wheels. Every car has 4 but might not have 4 doors. Motorcycles have no doors and 2 wheels. Then I thought about how many doors are in my house, not even thinking cabinet doors. But then you have to think of like skateboards or even office chairs. So I'm not sure what the true answer is. Ooh. I'm gonna say doors. Because if you're including cabinets, there are so many cabinets in the world. And cars often have 4 doors. So, yeah, I'm gonna say doors. Pixel also asked, if you could listen to only one artist or band or musician for the rest of your life, who would it be? Twist being, you can listen to anything that they are featured on as well. Or if someone from the original group leaves for a solo project or another group, you can continue listening to the new group as long as they are part of that group as well. I think Taylor Swift. I'm so sorry to be so basic. I can't help it. Vader asked, depending on when this gets uploaded, how was your Halloween/what are your plans for Halloween? I don't really have any plans for Halloween. Maybe watch some scary movies. Vader also asked, what are some things you hope to do by the end of this year? I hope to possibly buy my first car. We'll see. And get a Christmas tree. I'm so excited for that. Vader also asked, if one of your audios were to be developed into a movie, which audio/series would you want it to be? Your storytelling is perfection. Thank you so much. I think the Rebellious Popular Girl series, just because that series felt like, and still feels like, a really significant part of my channel. And I also love coming-of-age movies, so yeah. J.R. Claw asked, favorite form of water, for example, raindrops trailing on the window of vehicles, ice, rivers, waves, oceans, lakes, ripples, mist, etc. is your favorite? Oh my gosh, how to choose? I'm gonna say waves. J.R. Claw also asked, favorite and least favorite season? My favorite is fall. My least favorite is probably summer. I love summer for the first few weeks, and then I just get tired of it. J.R. Claw also asked, favorite fall activity, like apple picking, pumpkin picking, Halloween, leaf piles and jumping in them, Thanksgiving, the pumpkin spice drinks, etc. I love all of those. I think my favorite fall activity, though, is probably going on scenic drives surrounded by trees while listening to music. I just love that. J.R. Claw also asked, at a movie theater, which armrest do you use? Also, in your opinion, best place to sit in a movie theater? Best place is in the very, very back, in my opinion. And I don't think I ever use either armrest. I think I tend to just wrap my arms around my legs. That's most comfortable for me. I don't know. J.R. Claw also asked, would you rather never hear music or lose the ability to read? That is such a difficult decision. I hate this. I think having the ability to read is more practical, but I would really, really miss music. But I'm gonna say, never hear music. J.R. Claw also asked, would you rather never knock into anything ever again or never trip over anything again? Never trip over anything, because I feel like you can get more injured that way. Like, imagine tripping down a flight of stairs or something. That happened to my mom while she was pregnant with me. J.R. Claw also asked, celebrity crush, both for male and female. Ooh, I love Leonardo DiCaprio in the late 90s, and I love Dakota Johnson. I haven't actually seen any of her movies, but lately I keep seeing random interviews of her everywhere and I keep watching them because I just love her personality. J.R. Claw also asked, if you were a dog/cat breed, which breed would it be? I'm gonna say a King Charles Spaniel, only because I love their ears. I don't know if I actually have anything in common with them. J.R. Claw also asked, what is your favorite thing about someone in your family? I love my mom's humor and authenticity. J.R. Claw also asked, what is something weird or maybe not weird that you'd encourage us, your listeners, to do or try? A Zytoscan. Basically, it's this device that scans your hand and then it detects vitamin and mineral deficiencies and health issues and even like emotional problems. So I did it a few weeks ago, randomly, for free, and it was scary accurate. So you should totally try it, even just for fun. Pooshizzle asked, so I think the norm, and thankfully you like it, is my daughter's got questions for you. This is the transcription from a paper she wrote on, edited by me. Miss Afterglow, hi. You said small fairy and hidden last month for your answer. If a little kid like me happened to find you or you appeared because of a serious situation, and since you're nice and I'm nice, would we become friends? My other question is, if you were a little girl like me, what would be your Halloween costume for this year? She has a follow-up question. Would you like to know what I went as? As posting, she hasn't decided. I think we would definitely be friends. I could be like your fairy godmother, maybe. And maybe if I'm a fairy like Tinkerbell, I could use pixie dust to help you fly, and then we could fly around together. And then if I were your age, I think my Halloween costume would probably be a Disney princess, but I'm not sure which one. When I was younger, my favorite was Jasmine, and I also really loved Ariel, so probably either Jasmine or Ariel. And I would love to know what you went as for Halloween. Pooshizzle also asked, it's no secret I'm a veteran, I'm proud of it. Next month has Armistice / Veterans Day, and I'm just curious if you're aware, and speaking only for myself here, that my post-traumatic stress from combat has greatly improved since having listened to your work, that it greatly helps for PTSD. More broadly, does it come to mind that there are those of us that greatly value and appreciate and love your work, that it becomes a sort of end-of-day brain relaxation medicine? You can answer these all as one, as I know it's an overwhelming one. Sorry. I no longer need PTSD meds as a daily intake, so for me, I'm forever grateful in addition to being a fan. So thank you. Oh my gosh, aw, this is so sweet. And it really warms my heart to hear that it's helped people with their sleep or anxiety or PTSD. Initially, making audios as a job felt sort of ridiculous at first, but over time, hearing some of your guys' messages, it's so much more fulfilling than I ever thought it could be. So thank you so much for the kind words and for your support. It means the world. And also, happy almost Veterans Day. Pushizzle also asked, silly question, puppy or kitten? Puppy. Simon R. asked, if you had the power to heal any illness or injury a person had, but you could only relocate anything you heal to someone else, excluding yourself, not get rid of it entirely, would you use it? Under what circumstances? I would definitely use that power because I could just transfer everyone's illnesses to one person who was maybe like a prisoner on death row and willing to be the sacrifice. Because then they would die a hero and everyone in the world would be healthy. Jared Jansen asked, when playing rock, paper, scissors, do you play on go shoot or scissors? I play on scissors. Jillian Lasser asked, what is your favorite song right now? BTW, love your videos and your voice. Thank you. My favorite song right now is Coping by Rosie Darling. Pooshizzle asked, I'm enjoying the remakes. However, how far back does one need to go to find the originals? Probably silly to have asked, because by the time you answer, I might have found it. Anyway, figured to ask just in case. Pretty far back. Sometimes, though, when I remake a really old audio of mine, I'll delete the old version, so it's possible that it's impossible to find. But not always. So if you're looking for a specific one, you can message me and I can find it. Simon R. asked, did you have a favorite stuffed animal as a kid? Do you still have it? Oh, and is it weird to still have the stuffed animal you've gotten at your baptism sleep with you in your bed at the age of 26, asking for a friend? I don't think so. It's a stuffed animal. There are weirder things to sleep with. That sounded weird. Anyway, my favorite stuffed animal when I was a kid was a yellow platypus that my grandpa got me when I was born. I still have it somewhere, probably in my parents' garage. Aaron asked, what's the last scary movie you watched? I think it might have been Hereditary. That movie is insane. Aaron also asked, was there a scary movie that gave you nightmares when you were younger? Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, actually. That scene when she runs into the forest. That scene terrified me when I was little. Aaron also asked, if you had to be the final girl in a horror franchise, which one would you choose? Beverly from It. Aaron also asked, you're running from a serial killer and you have to choose to either run up the stairs or out the front door. Which one do you choose? Out the front door, definitely. I think running and getting help would be my only chance at survival. Aaron also asked, If you had to use voodoo to transfer your soul into a doll or toy, like Chucky in Child's Play, what would you choose? A Barbie doll. Like one of the random occupation ones. Like astronaut Barbie or something. Erin also asked, have you ever purposefully scared someone? Yes. My brother, a handful of times, probably. And also my mom. Actually, I think last October, I had a Halloween mask and I stood outside the kitchen window while she was washing dishes. So that was probably the most recent time. Erin also asked, do you have a favorite Halloween costume from when you were a kid? Padme from Star Wars. I went as Padme like 3 or 4 times when I was little. Erin also asked, two trains are driving towards one another. Train A leaves the station at 5 p.m. going 50 miles per hour. The second train leaves the state. Boo! How bad did I scare you? R.I.P. You just got spooked to death. I am shaking in my boots. Mr. Sky 22 asked, assuming you have listened already by the time you answer questions, how is the new Taylor album and which song is your favorite off of it? I love her new album. I think my favorite is a 4-way tie between Maroon, Labyrinth, Would've, Could've, Should've, and You're On Your Own, Kid. I really love those. When I first heard Maroon, I was positive that that was going to be my favorite track. I just love how visual it is. It's such a visual song. But then I love the sound of Labyrinth. It's so ethereal. It kind of reminds me of Epiphany. And then Would've, Could've, Should've, I think is so good, especially the bridge. And then I also love You're On Your Own, Kid. I love the lyrics. Bagel Tanker asked, have you ever had any paranormal or spooky experiences? Not really, thankfully. But my brother, when he was younger, he had encephalitis, and it was pretty serious, and he would have a lot of really scary hallucinations of, like, demons and stuff like that. The cause ended up being Lyme disease, and he fortunately recovered, so he doesn't have hallucinations anymore, thank goodness, but, yeah, pretty scary stuff. Bagel Tinker also asked, what is the least popular artist slash band you listen to? Probably Rosie Darling. I mentioned her earlier. I think she's really underrated, in my opinion. Okay, that was the last question. So we've reached the end of the Q&A. Thank you so much for listening and also for leaving me questions. I love these so much. They're so fun. And I love you guys and happy Halloween. Mwah.